Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for returning to my channel. And this video is about Irish language policy in Northern Ireland. So Northern Ireland is very fortunate in as much that everybody can speak the same language. Everyone can speak English. Now, Northern Ireland was a polarized society as recent as the 90s, but the one division did not exist was a linguistic division. It doesn't make life an awful lot easier if we all speak the same language. You look at India with hundreds of languages. And there's no one language that everyone can speak, even Hindi, the most widely understood one, is only spoken by something like 40% of the population, even then in many cases, as a second language. Of course, the Irish language goes back in Ireland to the Dark Ages and is not the original language of Ireland. There were other Celtic languages before that, pre-Celtic languages, which we think weren't written. I know we had Ogham script, mostly like carvings on stones, a bit like runes. But beyond that, I'm not sure we can even read those ones now. There's also been languages other than English in Ireland. There was a big Danish-speaking community in Ireland, like well into the 11th century, particularly around various coastal cities. Anyway, Irish language went into a long-term decline with the arrival of Strongbow in the 12th century. And by the 19th century, English was definitely the lingua franca, as it was the only official language. But so Gaelic nationalism got going in the 1880s. And I deliberately say Gaelic, not Irish, because they're trying to say, oh, only Gaels count, only whatever was done in Ireland prior to the 12th century count. Everything else is an aberration or a pollution and so forth. So Sinn Féin, the only party with an Irish language name, meaning ourselves alone, because xenophobic, saying not the English, not the Scots, not the Welsh, you know. So they're the ones who are always banging the drum for the Irish language. They don't practice what they preach, and certainly Sinn Féin in the north, most of them can't speak Irish fluently. Their newspaper on Phoblacht, as in the Republic, they've only got a couple of pages in Irish, and I'm perhaps the only unionist who was a regular reader of it at one stage. And they could do all their discourse in Irish, but they don't. They're not doing what they ought to be doing. But as part of the Good Friday Agreement, it said that yes, the Irish language was going to be promoted. So it would say take resolute action to promote the Irish language. So there was even prior to that, prior to 1998, you could do Irish as a subject in some schools, and I believe there were some schools which had Irish as their principal language of instruction. You do biology through Irish and geography through Irish and so on. And you'd learn English as well, maybe like one lesson a day and so forth. And this is in Wales, likewise, people had Welsh language education through most of the 20th century for those who wanted it as their principal language and so forth. So there was talk about introducing an Irish Language Act. The Unionist parties did not like this because they're almost exclusively Anglophone. Now, you could be an Irish language enthusiast and you'd be a native speaker of the Unionists. There's no inconsistency there. Just as you could be a monoglot Anglophone and be a nationalist or even a Republican, that would rather make less sense because your whole thing is saying, oh, we're so different from Great Britain and we're not British or something like that, which is obviously completely absurd. Anyway, there's now this Office for Identity and Cultural Expression. And because Irish has risen in status, they said, well, what about Ulster Scots as well, which is a dialect of English? I know some people say that it's a language, but obviously very, very close to English. Certainly written, it's comprehensible to me. Not every word, but I would think 9 out of 10. So anyway, there was this Identity and Language Act in 2022 passed at Westminster. But surely Sinn Féin should not want to accept it, as they think Westminster ought to have no authority over Northern Ireland. So people talking about parity for the Irish language, which is, of course, preposterous because only about 1% of people in Northern Ireland speak it as their mother tongue. I think I'm correct in saying that more people speak Polish as a first language in Northern Ireland than speak Irish. I realise Polish is not a historic language in Northern Ireland, and there's only been a significant Polish community there for 20 years. Far more people can speak French than can speak Irish in Northern Ireland. And now, admittedly, they're almost never native speakers. They've just done it as a GCSE. But I realise it was a historic connection of the language to the place. And knowledge is usually better than ignorance. I don't have a principled objection to signs up in Irish as well as in English. It's a bit of a waste of public money when they're far more pressing things to do. I don't think it's a bad thing. Now, for a long time, Republicans and nationalists illegally put up street signs, simply translating the name of the street into Irish. Now, that didn't do any harm, and I wouldn't prioritize taking those down and so forth. Okay, so unionists don't like this over much. See it as unnecessary at best. But yeah, so more people are learning Irish in schools, and that's a fine thing. So I'm somewhat of a polyglot myself. Perhaps I flatter myself. I don't think it's a bad thing. But bilingualism, as I say, is a waste of resources. Isn't it exclusionary saying, we don't want anything that's divisive? But it is dividing people, because those who can speak it and those who can't, and the great majority can't, and maybe have not the slightest interest in learning it, or say, let's learn a language that widens my world, because everyone speaks Irish can also speak English, and usually far better English. Whereas if you learn Spanish or Japanese or Swahili or Urdu or anything, that would enable you to communicate with some people who are not conversant in the English tongue at all. So Gwael Gori are trying to persuade others to learn it, especially those from a unionist background. They develop new media tools and so on. So unionists don't like it over much. But there's always been some Irish language in Northern Ireland. And indeed, the chain of office of the Lord Mayor of Belfast as Éireann go Breá, as in Ireland forever. So if you go back to the foundation of the Gaelic League, if memory serves, 1893, Dr. Douglas Hyde was one of those behind it, the son of a Church of Ireland rector. He said, well, this is to be apolitical, to attract nationalists and unionists. He ended up being the first president of Ireland. So I suppose he might have been vaguely nationalist later on, but he disliked the way it became too associated with nationalism and even republicanism, and that was putting off other people. So you might want to broaden the appeal by depoliticizing it. So I think there's really no need to expand the use of the Irish language. I'm not against it. If people are enthusiasts and they want to join societies and want to publish books and so forth, sing songs, have theatrical performances and broadcast on the radio, television, that all already happens, and not the slightest objection to that. And indeed, people having it as an optional language in school, or indeed a Gael school, and there are some of these, as in a language where Irish is the medium of education. So they do all their subjects in Irish except English. That's fine. You'll be a bit disadvantaged because, your written English won't be as good. I had a Welsh pupil years ago who'd gone to a Welsh language school, age 16, switched to an Anglophone school. And although she could speak fluent English, her written English wasn't quite there. Her written English, say, like a 13-year-old. And which is the language that's actually spoken? What do you think needs to happen about all this? Well, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan709@gmail.com. Bye.